Welcome to your five for today. What's in a picture? Many years ago in Dusseldorf, Germany, an artist was given a commission to paint the crucifixion. It was a great honour, and after agreeing on a price, he set to the work. He studied all the details of the scene carefully and what characters to include. At the same time, however, he was painting a picture of a Spanish dancing girl, using as his model a gypsy girl called Pepita. 3 times a week Pepita came to the artist's studio. She was fascinated by everything she saw there, the materials, sketches, and the objects all around her. But one thing that really caught her eye was the painting of the crucifixion, which was now nearing completion. In an awed voice, she asked the artist, "Who is that?" pointing to the most prominent figure. "What's being done to him?" The artist replied that it was a man called Jesus Christ. He was being crucified. "Why did they crucify him? Was he a very bad man?" she asked. "No," the artist replied, "he was a very good man." "If he was a very good man, then why did they crucify him?" she asked again. The artist stopped painting and told Pepita the story of the cross, how that Jesus had been betrayed by a close friend, falsely accused, and sentenced to death. Then he was nailed to a cross for all to see him die. Pepita had never heard the story of the cross before, and it made her great black eyes swim with tears. The artist could tell the story and even paint that dying agony without being moved in the slightest by it. The day finally came that Pepita came for the last time to the studio. She looked once again at the crucifixion scene, unable to leave it. The artist paid her for her work, and she turned to thank him, and with her eyes full of emotion said, "You must love him very much when he has done all that for you." The artist felt ashamed. He had never given a moment's thought to the dying agony of the man on the cross. Pepita left his studio, but he found her words impossible to forget and could not settle to his work and grew more restless each day. At last, he could bear the pain no longer. He went around asking questions to see if he could find an answer that would satisfy him, but he could not. A few days later, however, he learned that in Dusseldorf there were a group of people called Reformers. These appealed on every occasion to the Bible as the highest and final authority. It was hardly respectable, hardly safe to know them, but the artist decided to go along to hear their preaching. There the artist heard for the very first time the reason why Jesus Christ died upon the cross. The Bible made it clear that on the cross Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree. The artist had found the answer he was looking for and believed on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and experienced for himself the peace he was looking for. He now wanted to tell others all about it, but he was not a preacher, a man of few words. So what he would do instead was to paint a picture. His painting became his most famous and well-known picture. It was of the face of Jesus Christ and upon his head a crown of thorns. The expression of his face was not one of pain and agony as he had previously painted, but one of love and pity. Instead of putting a title to the painting, as would be normal, the artist wrote below it these words, "All this I have done for you. What have you done for me?" What's in a picture? The most famous sermon that's ever been preached. Thank you very much for listening.